Father God, we decree and declare that I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplication. I decree and declare that the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. I decree and declare ye are blessed of the Lord, which has made heaven and earth. I decree and declare the Lord, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. I decree and declare no weapon formed against anyone on this line or family members or anyone in connection with everyone on this line shall ever prosper. Father, I decree and declare victory from every coin of the realm. Father, I decree and declare peace, strength, and love. Father, I decree and declare open doors of increase. Father, I decree and declare safety beyond all measure. Father, I decree and declare new thoughts, new ideas, new actions. Father, I decree and declare that we shall move forward with confidence and without fear. Father, I decree and declare that in this hour, that all things are possible because we trust in you, Father. Father, I decree and declare that you are our shepherd, and we shall never need, want, or lack for no good thing. Father, I decree and declare elevation and transformation. Let's open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language.
Amen. Manda calabaro preshere di alamaro bobo shila shalande de bio soraba
Father God, healing, Father God. I lift up movement, Father God. Bring them to salvation, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Jeremiah 29, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day that you have made. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, and for bringing us together once again on this line, God, giving us the ability to lift our voices unto you, God, seeking your ear. Oh, God, thank you for being in the midst of us. You said we're two or three are gathered together. You are in the midst, and we thank you, God. Thank you for hearing our supplications, our cry. Oh, God, thank you, God, for newness and for our lives and our strength. And thank you for your mercy, which endures forever, oh, God. Thank you for each and every person on the line. Bless them, God, in a mighty way. Strengthen them, God. Protect them. Give them increase. Give them bountiful blessings as they continue to seek you, Lord, to seek you like never before in these days, these evil days, oh, God. But we thank you for your mercy because your mercy endures forever. And thank you for covering us with your love and your grace and your peace, which surpasses all understanding. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision, oh God, and for the ability to globalize the prophetic, God. And thank you for the work that they do, God. Give them courage and strengthen them even more, oh Lord. God, I ask you to look upon each and every name on the sick list, God. Those who are sick and shut in, those who are suffering from any strains, any hurt, any harm, any confusion, God. Oh, God, strengthen them. Let them know that you're with them, God. Bless them. Keep them in the palm of your hand, God. Bless the prophets on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way. And bring the men back to the line, Father God. And I pray in advance for the fledglings who will be on the line on tomorrow night, God. Bless them. Prepare their minds. Give them the desire to just be on the call, God. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, oh, God. And I ask you to remember the elderly, God, Mother Dorothy Myers, and remember all of the golden seers, God, and for all of your elderly people who are struggling and who might even be concerned about what's going on in the government regarding their finances and Medicare, God. God, touch them and let them know that you are the great provider and they shall lack nothing, oh God. Thank you, God, for your mercy. In Jesus' name, I'm praying. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Olivia. Okay, Prophetess
Glory,
Barbara.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We bless your name and lift you in this hour, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your peace, Father God. We thank you, God, for covering us and giving us rest, Father God. Lord, in your word, and we hold on to your word, it says that you shall cause our enemies that rise up against us to be smitten before our face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee seven ways, Father God. We thank you, God, for we are blessed in the city, and we are blessed in the field, Father God. We thank you, God, for all the blessings that you put upon us. They are overtaking us. We receive it. We claim it, Father God, for we hearken unto your voice, Father God. Because we lift your name, Father God, because we are drawn to you, God, because we said yes to you, Father God, you give us power. You give us uncommon favor, Father God. You cover us, God, and we thank you. We thank you for every prophetic word that has ever been uttered over our life, Father God, for we touch and agree with even that, God. You are so awesome to us, Father God. When we rest, Father God, you send your angels to watch over us, Father God, and our family, God. You give us so much power, Father God, and we hold on to that. Thank you, God, for hearing every cry, God, that we have, and we thank you, God. We hold up our family, God. We hold up our loved ones, all that are on the line, Father God. We all touch and agree for our families, for our healings and their healings, Father God, our financial favor, God. We hold on. We claim this, Father God. We thank you for the seed that you give us that we can sow even into the ministry to bless, Father God, the work, Father God. We hold up our elders in this hour, Father God, the children in this hour, Father God. Just cover the seniors, Father God, and any evil against the seniors and the children and us, Father God, those of us who believe in you, Father God, we rebuke that evil, and Father God, we cancel them out in the name of Jesus. And this on this day, Father God, I hold up my brother Frank, Father God, as the prophet mentioned his name, Father God, today. I continue to hold him up and hold up my stepfather, Father God, Ronald Blake. I hold up those that are mourning in this hour, my friend Charlotte Small, Father God. God, touch her. She just loves so much. There are the people that love their family so much, and their hearts are so heavy in this mourning period, Father God. We always continue to give your name the praise, and we thank you, and we cover you, Father God. Help us to follow your word. Help us to be humble before you, God. Help us to find that peaceful, silent time that we're in silent and hearing your voice, Father God. We rebuke anything that's not of you, that's around us, Father God, for we lay our lives before you, God, that we are servants before you, God, and we thank you for just sharpening our tongue, Father God, and just moving through us more prophetically, Father God, as we give your name the honor, the glory. And Father God, again, we hold up our Archbishop and our Pastor Jordan, Father God, as we love them. We love them. You've assigned them to us, Father God, as we are covered by them as well, God. We give your name the praise. Oh, glory to your name, God. I rejoice in this hour. I'm just so happy, God, that you've chosen us. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Olivia.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your wisdom and your clarity. We thank you for your joy, your peace. We thank you for safe travels, going and coming. We thank you for the hedge of protection for your children. We just thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. We thank you for Archbishop Ebert R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to the ministry, for ministry, and for the prophetic globalizing it worldwide. We thank you for all the mothers of the church. May you continue to heal them, Lord. We thank you for each and everyone that's represented on this call, each family. We thank you for protection for them. We thank you for the children as they attend school and their comings and goings, protect them. We thank you, Lord, for just new opportunities, new beginnings, new open doors, new business connections, Lord. Let it be the right connections, Lord, in this season. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you for the devastated countries. We thank you for all the the supplies, all the supplies that Puerto Rico needs, St. Martin needs, Texas needs. We thank you for the right people coming in with the supplies that they need. We thank you for your people to know who you are. We thank you for the fivefold ministries who will teach them your word, Lord. We thank you for just being who you are, Lord, and loving each and every one of us. We thank you for the fresh wind of peace that you give each family. We thank you for the peaceful conversations worldwide that are made. We thank you for the government that you can give them the wisdom that they need to run this country and give you all the honor, praise, and glory. Love you, Lord, in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Praise you, the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dung hill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 113. Father God, I thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for the increase of knowledge and wisdom. Father, I thank you for everything that you do and what you have done. Excuse me. Father, I thank you for the men and women that serve in the country so diligently. Father, I thank you for keeping their families at perfect peace. Father, I thank you, even as we all move forward, that we gain the wisdom and knowledge so we can have opportunities to open other doors for many people, not just for ourselves. Father, I thank you for healing and strength to this throat. Father, I thank you for the voice that shall be heard worldwide. Father, we know that there's no lack, only infinite supply unto your people. So, Father, we thank you for another day to create anew. Father, we thank you for another day to just be a beacon of light unto your people. Father, I thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenezer Jordan. And thank you for our leading lady, Pastor, Prophetess Zephyr Jordan. Father, I thank you for the Jordan legacy. I thank you for every legacy that's represented on this line. Father, I thank you for covering our elderly people in this hour. Father, I thank you for covering all the children around the world. May you just keep them safe from all harm. Father, I thank you for our fledgling, that they love you to life, and they're willing and able to decree and speak your word forth with confidence and with grace. Father, I thank you for every prophet that's on this line. Bless their families. Father, bless every prayer petition that has come across this line today. We thank you for the prayer warriors that is excited to decree and declare your word and your law. Father, I thank you for housing favor and real estate miracles. Father, I thank you for finances that will open up a new door of creativity. I thank you for foundations that are being built for our children and every child and family member that is in the listening of my voice. Father, thank you for all of our partners that come on this line every night to be in oneness unto you, Lord, because they know that you are our shepherd and we trust in you. Father, thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that said yes so we all could be here. I thank you for the covering, and I thank you for the Prophecology 2018. Father, I thank you for all the mothers worldwide and the fathers, Father, that brought us all into being, because without them, where would we be? Father, I thank you for life and abundant life. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Psalms 111, praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused us wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. And Father, we just thank you, Father God, right now that our future is now, God, and that our future is hidden in Christ and our identity is hidden in Christ, God. We thank you, Father God, that our destiny is sealed and that we are blessed, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you will bless our bread and our water, God, and take sickness away from our lives, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you protect our food and you protect us from every illness, sickness, and disease, God. We thank you, Father God, that you bless our eyes and our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have created us and that you have blessed us and fearfully, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, God. We thank you, Father God, that you fill us with your glory and your presence, God. Father God, we thank you that we are predestined by God and we are created in your image, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the manifestation of your word, God. We thank you for the manifold wisdom, Father God. We thank you for life. And we thank you, Father God, that we can speak life and we could speak a word and decree a thing, and so shall it be, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are the lender and not the borrower. We are the head and not the tail, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are set free. We are washed, purified by the blood. Father, we thank you that everything, Father God, is working for our good, God. And we thank you, Father God, that all things are working together for our good. Father, we want to bless, Father God, our government this evening, God. We pray for the man of God. We pray for the wisdom of God. We pray, Father God, that he will make the right decisions, righteous decisions, Father. We pray, God, that you will put righteous people around him, Father, and keep a hedge of protection around him as well, God. We thank you, Father God, for the political people that are in political offices, God. Teach them, Father God, to make righteous decisions, Father God, sound decisions, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for leadership and headship in our churches, Father God, in our ministries, Father, and in every country, God. We pray for our headship and leadership in at Zoe Ministries. We pray for Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, God. We pray for the staff, Father God. We pray that all will be on one accord, God. We pray for the family. We thank you, Father God. You said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, God, that it shall be done, God. And you said, God, how can two walk together lest they agree? We thank you for the power of agreement tonight, God, that we come, Father God, in agreement and that we walk in power and that we walk in truth, God. Let truth be within our inward parts, Father God. We pray, Lord, that you will establish us, Father God. Establish us in our deeds. Establish us in our works, God. Establish us in ministry, God. Establish us in creativity, Father God. Fresh ideas, God. We pray for new oil, fresh oil, God. We pray for the moving of the Holy Spirit, God. In him we live, in him we move. In you, God, we have all of our being, God. We give you thanks this evening, God, because you have created in us, Father God, the art of worship. You have created in us, Father God, the words to pray. You have given us skill. You have given us direction, Father. We use them to glorify you, God, and to build the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father God, for salvation, Lord. We pray that the gospel will be preached in every nation and that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord God. We pray, Father God, for new beginnings, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you will search our heart, and if it be anything, God, that is unpleasing in your sight, God, that you would purify our hearts, God, and that you would cleanse us, God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. Teach us to be vessels of honor, God, and that we will glorify you, God, and that we will praise you and reverence you, reverence your word, God. We thank you, Father God, that we hold one another in high esteem, God, and need and we thank you, Father God, for unity, God. We thank you for peace. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for the coming together, God. You're bringing your people together. You're bringing the churches together. You're bringing the prophets together. We thank you for a creative word, God, that will make the crooked places straight, God. We thank you for your power and your glory, God. We thank you for the steadfastness for your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the relocations of your people, God, the new, Father God, destinations that you're sending your people, God, the new territory that they will govern, God. We thank you for the positions. We thank you for the increase, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the elevation, Father God. We thank you for the promotion, God. We thank you, God, that all these things are working together, God. We thank you for the breakthrough tonight, God. We thank you for the harvest, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you are taking us into the land of plenty, the land of milk and honey, God. We thank you, Father God, for new relationships. We thank you, Father God, that you're developing, Father God, new relationships, new outcomes, Father God. We thank you for the marketplace ministry. We thank you that you're sending your people, Father God, throughout the world to teach the gospel and to begin to prophetically speak to the dry bones, to speak to the desolate places, God. We thank you, Father God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We give you all honor, all glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this morning. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of worship. We thank you for the spirit of intercession, Father, that is upon us this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. That is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Oh Lord, my Father, to fight his own evil and soul that has raised against our family, against our children, against our ministries, against our husbands, against our wives, in Jesus' mighty name. Every force of wickedness working against our member, working against the prophet, working against every member of the prophetic order of my Elijah, be destroyed in Jesus' name. Every power assigned to cause rebellion and destruction in our homes, in our churches, wherever we go, perish by fire right now. In the name of Jesus, henceforth, Lord, I lose any member of our families under the bondage of the devil. I command them to regain their freedom in all kinds of their life, in Jesus' mighty name. Every negative statement and test against our family, against our ministries, against our children, right now in Jesus' mighty, be destroyed right now in Jesus' mighty name. I replace any test working against us before now with the blessings of God. Where the enemy had decreed death, I decree life. Where they decreed sickness, I decree healing and divine health. Where they decreed failure and stagnance, I decree prosperity and divine favor in Jesus' mighty name. I condemn every tongue speaking evil against us in the name of Jesus. I bring them to judgment today in the name of Jesus. I command them to tear up in Jesus' name. Every man or woman sitting down to hold a meeting against me, against our families, against every member of our families, we command fire from heaven to scatter them in Jesus' mighty name. I detach ourselves, Lord, and all members of the prophetic order of my Elijah in the name of Jesus. All the prophets on the line, all our families from negative thoughts, attachment that is not bringing glory to God, by the blood of Jesus, I decree that we have victory. Oh, Yababosia. We have been delivered to walk in righteousness in Jesus' mighty name. We glorify you, Father, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor and the praise, for victory is ours. We thank you, Lord God, for every partner on the line and every prophet and prophetess on the line, every ministry, every church that's represented on this call. We plead the blood of Jesus against every force of darkness that would work against your people. Every spirit of lack, every spirit of opposition, we cancel it and reroute it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for expansion. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance to every captive. We thank you, Lord God, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sin. Christ has redeemed us from poverty. Christ has redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. For death, you've given us eternal life. We thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of your healing even now. We release your healing virtue to flow through these phone lines even now, touching your people from the top of their head to the tip of their toes, God, arresting every malfunction in every organ of the body. We call them healthy, whole, and complete. Family, God, Eshata, we call them one in spirit. In the name of Jesus, every marriage, every mother-daughter relationship, father-son relationship, we decree and declare health, healing, and wholeness, and peace, love, and unity in every family. We break the band of wickedness of and every principality of generational curses of strife, bitterness, and resentment. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We sever the head of the boa constrictor and the python spirit, Esha, and we decree and declare healing in the family, healing in community, healing, Obosha, Orabakashata, Oramaseta, in every relationship that's represented on this call. In the name of Jesus, your blood prevails. The blood of Jesus prevail, Ore Kabasha, against every spirit of infirmity, of every spirit of darkness, every spirit, Orabasha, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Holy Ghost lifts up a standard against the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, if the enemy come one way, he must flee seven ways. We scatter the enemy. We scatter every witch. We scatter every devosha, every warlock. For God, you said in your word that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. We scatter every spirit of rebellion, Ebosha, in the name of Jesus. We decree and call all into divine order, divine and right relationship with leadership, in the name of Jesus. With every headship, Father God, every head of household, we call all things into divine order. We thank you for our Archbishop. We thank you for our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we give you glory as you cover them, Amasha, Urabakasha, as you cover them and the first family, Lord God. And we give you the glory and the honor for divine protection and divine promotion and divine provision and divine elevation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, people of God, we give you the glory and honor. Amen. Due to the Lord, amen. We give him all the praise, and we glorify him for each of you on the call. We bless you in the name of the Lord and every family that's represented. And we thank you for your stand. We thank you for your continued faithfulness and support. Amen and amen. I know, Prophetess Olivia, you're traveling, so I'll go ahead and do the announcements in your stead. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan for live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We have concluded the Supernatural Manifestation Prophetic Revival. Amen. And if you missed it, oh my God, I don't know what to say. But we know that the glory of God is still resonating, and the people of God are still basking from the glory. Amen and amen. We want you to, amen, sow your seed, amen, of gratitude. Sow your seed of appreciation. Sow your seed of faith to stand in agreement with the prayer that was prayed for you. The I believe God seed, amen. Sow that seed, amen, and show and demonstrate God to God that you not only are you grateful, but you believe that the prayer is answered. Amen. Text to give at 646-762-0433. Amen. Make sure you respond to your letter and email from Archbishop. Amen. That letter is powerful. Amen. And the seed is 5555. Amen. That seed to declare and stand in the face of the enemy. Amen. that double, amen, portion seed, amen. Sow your seed tonight, amen. Also, join Pop Life Radio 12 noon, Monday through Friday, amen. And they're covering the particulars of the upcoming prophecology, amen. You don't want to miss this conference, amen. If you did not register, if you were not in the Book of the Month Club, amen, there's hotels all around. If there are no more hotel rooms available at the Crown Plaza, amen. But if I were you, I would get to that conference because I know the Archbishop, the Master Prophet, he always over-delivers, always over-delivers. And you don't want to miss what's going to happen at the birthing house, the latter rain. Amen. 8 p.m. Amen. Join our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of our Master Prophet and Lady Deborah Jordan. Amen. He's been teaching out of his heart. God has been using him mightily. Amen. And you don't want to miss that conference call. Amen. Monday through Saturday. Amen. Also, join us again for another Midnight Cry with Pastor Deborah Jordan, amen, our leading lady, the wife of our Archbishop, amen, whom God has raised up to set this prayer ministry in order, amen. And if you have a prayer request, go ahead and go to her page at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Submit your prayer request. Let us call your name. Let us bombard heaven on your behalf. Let us stand with you. Amen. Thank you again. Company of Prophets, you did it again. Amen. Thank you for your stand. Amen. Prophetess Tiny, thank you, amen, calling in and praying with us all the way from South Africa. We love you, amen, and all of you. Thank you, Prophetess Glenda, for your service tonight, and Prophetess Olivia, Prophetess Olympia, Prophetess Alice, and Prophetess Barbara, amen, who travels extensively but always calls in when she can to pray with us. I'm hoping she gets some rest. Amen. Amen. Because I know she must be jet lagged. Came right in and ran right to the revival. Didn't want to miss it, but we thank God for her faithfulness. Each of you, amen. We bless you in the name of the Lord, and we wish you a wonderful day on tomorrow. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.